Vater, I'm Bruno.
I live in Austria's coolest city, Vienna. No big deal, whatever.
I am the host of Funkyzeit, the most important TV fashion show in any German-speaking country, apart from Germany.
Funkyzeit is over-influential. In fact, Austrian fashionistas live their lives according to my in-or-out list.
And autism of chlamydia. Why is autism so cool at the moment?
Because it's funny.
Great.
Through Funkyzeit, ich habe done interviews mit everyone in the Euro fashion world.
Can you look into this camera and just say, you're watching Funkyzeit mit Bruno?
You are watching Funkyzeit program with Bruno, and it's really a great show.
Yeah, that's cool. Can you do it like even more like a kind of black guy? You know, like an Afrikaner show?
Ah, like this?
Yeah.
You are watching Funkyzeit program with Bruno, yo man, fuck man, welcome to the jungle.
Something maybe a bit more crazy, maybe show a bit of skin or something like that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, what about just like one Kugel sack, one of the balls?
No. And the most exciting and amazing thing in the town, though, from the fashion streets of Milan, only from the German girls, my great hairs, yo man!
Modeling, a lot of people think it's easy, but it's the hardest job in the world, isn't it?
It's very hard. Standing in heels all day, and everyone's watching you, so you have to make sure your walk is good.
Yeah, it's really hard because you've got to remember, like, to put your right leg forward and then put your left leg forward and then, like, which one now, right leg again, and then, like, the left one. And then sometimes you even have to turn.
Yeah, and especially the turn, it's so scary.
Being the host from Funkyzeit means Bruno's always seated on the front row.
Right, hi, how are you?
You have to lose some weight.
The kettle is calling the pot black.
Put your shoulders back. This is a fashion show, not a slave auction.
Mein personal assistant Kukas is my rock. He's also mein stylist.
Do you think the glasses are too much?
Yeah, I'd lose them.
They're too much like, look at me. Hey, everybody, look at me. Look at my glasses.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, stare at my glasses.
He's also my nutritionist.
Yeah, there it is.
I have a second assistant, but ich can't remember its name. Bruno has known true love twice in his life. Once for 7 minutes with Millie from Millie and Vanilli. No big deal, whatever. But for the last 9 years, ich have been head over heels in love with a pygmy flight attendant called Diesel. They're just like an ordinary couple, you know, boring, stay-at-home type. How much do you want?
Just half a glass, otherwise I get too giggly.
In September 2008, I left for Milan Fashion Week to shoot a new season of Funkyzeit. Bruno had backstage access for the hottest show of the week, De La Prada, so I wore the jewel of my wardrobe, a suit made entirely out of Velcro.
I'm wearing this. This is a prototype. It's a Velcro silhouette made by Frederick Vam.
Wow.
Pretty cool, wow.
It is. I was looking at it, and can I have one?
Well, it's a prototype. It's a one-off.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. But don't push me.
Yeah. Okay. No, listen. No, we haven't finished the thing.
You go out now.
Wait a second. Take just the top.
Stop.
Can you take?
Get me out of there.
Bruno was aus. For the second time in a century, the world had turned on Austria's greatest man, just because he was brave enough to try something new.
Bruno was schwarzlisted.
I'm on the front row.
I don't think so.
No, you can't.
You don't remember me? I've been here 14 times.
I'm sorry.
We had sex 9 times.
I'm sorry.
You try to make my face pregnant.
And first of all,
hello?
Ich was fired from Funkyzeit. Ich realized that night that the fashion world was superficial and vacuous. So, I decided instead to go to Los Angeles to become a celebrity. Ich was going to be the biggest Austrian superstar since Hitler.
What? Aren't they coming?
Why not?
Because you out. You humiliate me.
I'm so sorry I humiliate you.
Okay, gotta go.
Bye, baby, I love you. Tito, I love you. Tito.
Ich komme mit Ihnen.
Wer sind Sie?
Oh, ich bin Lutz. Ich bin der Assistent Ihres Assistenten. Lassen Sie mit Ihnen nach Los Angeles kommen. Ich helfe Ihnen, berühmt zu werden.
Warum werde ich einen Assistent geben, dass es total unqualifiziert für diesen Job ist?
Weil ich finde, du bist unglaublich.
Ich werde auf nicht aufwachen, weil Sie mich anstarren und sich befummelst.
Ich verspreche, ich wecke Sie nicht.
Ich arrived in L.A. and cunningly avoided being snapped by the waiting paparazzi.
No photos, please! Do you want another Diana on your hand?
My plan was to become the biggest gay movie star since Schwarzenegger.
Maximum Sandstorm!
Also, ich headed to my first meeting with a Hollywood Uber agent.
So my name's Bruno. I was born in Klagenfurt. I'm 19 years old. And, of course, you'll know me as the host of Funkyzeit.
Okay. Well, I understand that you took a look at a side that I wanted you to think about from the Jerry Maguire show. And I wouldn't mind hearing you try that out.
Okay, great.
Jerry Enders.
No.
Dorothy.
Just start with the word hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm looking for my wife. Shut up, women.
That was improvisation.
Fine.
I couldn't hear your voice or laugh about it with you.
All right, let me stop.
No, wait.
Let me stop for 2 minutes. Let me stop you right there. Nowhere in the script does it say he pauses for an inordinate period of time. You're here because you are looking to do feature films.
I want to be a star
in
a huge Hollywood movie. Can you make that happen?
No.
What?
I definitely cannot.
But he did get me a starring role in a top TV show. As an extra.
All right, pictures next. Last looks, please.
Yep, Amor. Set.
Background?
Action. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it gives me no pleasure at all to speak to you this afternoon. The defendant, as you know, has served our municipality for more than 12 years as city controller.
Huh?
So I was pained to learn that his debts compelled him to accept hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes.
Cut!
Josh, a little bit less. More on that. Less.
Left, yeah. Okay. Thank
you. Set.
Action. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm afraid it gives me no pleasure at all to speak to you this afternoon. As you know, the defendant has served our municipality as city controller for more than 12 years, and I have known him personally for most of that time. So I was very pained to learn that his personal debts compelled him to accept bribes.
Cut!
Here, I'll take that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. Should we just go again?
Okay.
As you know, the defendant has served this municipality as city controller for more than 12 years, and I have personally known him for most of that time. That's why I was very pained to learn.
Cut. Sorry, I'm not feeling this one. Can we go again?
Herr Bruno, die Schauspielerwelt ist deiner unwürdig.
Wir sind in L.A. Warum machen Sie nicht eine Show über Berühmtheitsrollen?
Ich will den größten Stars der Welt interviewen.
Ich mache mich besser hübsch für die Show.
You were actually my second choice. I was going to go to the salon that maintains Salma Hayek's inner thighs.
Uh-huh.
But the team that do it were booked up for the next 4 days because she's got the Elle Stahl Awards.
Uh-huh.
And they said they're like really, really exhausted after they do her.
They're exhausted after they wax Salma Hayek? She must have a lot of hair.
They say that after a waxing, there's enough to stuff a mattress.
Well, speaking of rectums, let's get you clean.
Okay, so here we go.
There's not much.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Now there's wax in there. Telephone.
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Lord.
Hi, y'all.
I just got off the
phone with the network. They've
agreed to do a screening.
Oh, great. Das ist all maximum Sunscout.
In 2 days.
I got him to pay for a focus group for the show.
I think you just scraped my anus.
I did. I got you clean. My stink is slightly burning. Is that normal?
What?
No, that was
to the lady who is in the salon, yes.
She's just brushing my Auschwitz. Is there any way we can get something together enough to put it on?
Okay, sure.
All right, I'm going to call him right now.
Are you using Vaseline?
No, lotion.
Could you take your finger out of my Aschenhalle?
All right. I think, guys, we're finished. Once again, can you take your finger out of my ass, is what the guy just said on the phone.
No, Lloyd, I was not speaking to you. I was just talking to the woman here.
Who's got the audio? I want to hear the audio back. I want you to hear what this fool is saying. Play it back. Talking about what? His asshole.
Ich habe Paula Abdul für später heute gebucht. Also!
Aber wo sind die neuen Pöpfe?
Ach, keine Sorge. Ich habe Ihnen gesagt, Sie sollen sie heute nicht kommen, wegen Ihrem großen Interview.
Look, ich werde ein Interview geben. Ohne Möbel, wo soll Paula sitzen? Sie wollen mich schon ernähren? Hey, ruhig. Can you be quiet?
Warte.
Hello. Hey, can you come in? The interview guys want to make some more money.
Ach ja, hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm Bruno.
Nice to meet you.
Great to have you here.
Come and sit on our great furniture. These are our Mexican chair people.
Demi Moore has two of them in her house.
Yeah, if you sit here. If you sit on that one. Also, so tell me about your humanitarian work. How important is it for you to help other people?
Helping other people is so vital to my life. It's like the air that I breathe and the water that I drink. It is extremely, extremely important for me. You give love to other people and you get love back in spades. And I just feel like that's been my life.
Great, you must be hungry. Let's bring in some food.
Oh my God.
Have some.
Yeah, this is really bad for me. I'm sorry. This is really not good.
We're leaving.
Come back, please. Can you please come back?
Yes, I understand. But I was thinking. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
None?
Paulus Publizist hat es ausgeplappert, alle haben abgesagt.
Oh, mit meinem Samskaut. Oh. Was ist mit Puffy Vater?
Er hat Nein gesagt.
Riss Witterspinzel? Stevie Wunderbar?
Nein.
Wilhelm Schmidt?
Nein.
Adolf Hitler?
Nichts.
Der Führer?
Nein.
Wie kann ich eine Show machen ohne Celebrity?
Herr Bruno, keine Sorge, wir haben 24 Stunden es zu machen.
Ha?
I think this focus group is really going to be a very interesting example of how it's going to play out. I
actually got an interview with Harrison Ford.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you probably know, today we're going to be looking at a new TV show. A-list celebrity max out, Mick Bruno.
Howdy, I'm Lloyd Robinson.
Lloyd, Danny Bond.
Hi,
great.
Me and Lloyd, we haven't actually spoke since the other day when I was getting my anus bleached.
We won't go there, please. That was a very difficult issue on the phone.
And it's very important what scores you give it, because if the show scores over an 85%, the network is obviously going to be very interested. So take a look.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Who's ready to max out with loads of celebrities? I am. Because this is A-List Celebrity Max Out.
How are you?
Great, thank you for having me.
Okay, so this is the part of the show, it's called Future Kinder. People who are pregnant, we managed to get the ultrasound photos, totally great.
Okay,
it is Britney's sister. I can't even remember her name, what's her name?
Jamie Lynn
Spears. I mean, is she a celebrity?
No.
Okay, let's see what she's got in her stomach. All right, what do you think there? Is that a white trash fetus?
Yeah. Totally.
She's got her arms up like she's an A-lister. Newsflash, you're in a C-lister's womb, am I right?
Worse, I think like D.
Do you think this kid is retarded?
Definitely the hands look way too big and the ears like have not been developed yet.
Yeah, so keep it or abort it?
Abort it.
And now, my exclusive interview made Harrison Ford. Is only moments away, but first, some more dancing with Bruno!
My music? That's right. It's the time you've all been waiting for. It's my one-on-one exclusive interview with Harrison Ford!
Also, here I am with Harrison Ford.
Put back off. Oh, what's that?
That's actually mine. More champagne?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Bruno!
The end bit was Lloyd's idea.
The last bit was Lloyd's?
So, if you could describe this show in one sentence. Can anybody give me one sentence?
Go Worst ahead. Piece of crap I have ever seen.
There's always one who's against it. There's always, in any group, there's always one.
What sick human being came up with something like this?
But there's always two. There's always two.
I wanted to poke my eyes out with hot needles.
You'd have to borrow the needles from me.
Lloyd, we need to distract him from listening to this.
You can't.
We need to distract him.
You can't.
Kiss me.
No.
No logical person would consider a show like this unless they had some sort of a mental or moral defect.
Everything. Oh, my God.
Let me have a look at those. The host is a talentless idiot. Is this the dancing of a talentless idiot?
I would say that it is.
Yeah. Oh, please, where are you going? Please, this is my career. Put all my money into this.
Und?
Der Sender will das nicht nehmen.
Ich weiß nicht, warum du mich mir bleibst. Ich bin besonders schrecklich. Ich muss zum Österreich gehen zurück.
Nein, du bist unglaublich.
Lutz, finde mir jemand berühmt. Wir machen ein sechstes Video.
I'm here with Congressman Ron Paul, who was the 2008 presidential candidate. So tell me, who are you wearing?
Well, I don't even know, because it's pretty conventional, and I'm pretty, in that sense, pretty ordinary. But the message is not ordinary.
Oh, wir haben ein Licht verloren. Möchte Sie in einen anderen Raum entspannen, wenn wir es reparieren?
Sure.
Do you want some champagne?
Oh, I don't care for any, no.
There's no ice bucket, but I know a good place to put it. Yeah, you were great in that. Have you done a lot of television before?
Oh, well, off and on, throughout the years, this last year, a tremendous amount.
Sure.
A lot of them.
Do you want some strawberries or maybe some oysters?
I'm okay.
I'm going to light some candles, if that's okay. It really loosens you up. Has anyone ever told you you look like Enrique Iglesias?
Mm-mm.
Of course not. You're much cuter. I love music. I'm dancing. I used to be a dancer.
Whoops. Meine Häusern ist gefallen.
All right, get out of here.
What?
All right.
What's going on?
This is ended. That guy's queerer than the blazes. He took his clothes off. Let's get going. He's queer as crazy. He put a hit on me. He took his clothes off.
I couldn't even stop RuPaul. How would I become world famous? Ich decided to seek advice from the wisest guy I'd ever known.
I want to speak to Millie from the pop dance group Millie und Vanilli. Is he in heaven? And if so, is he in the VIP section there?
He says he's in a place with green trees and flowers.
Can I ask him if he has any advice for me?
He says there's some sort of thing that you will set up, like a foundation or something, where there will be other people involved that will benefit.
Okay, that's a great idea, because if I do that, then I'll definitely become world famous.
Absolutely.
There's something that he could do that could make me incredibly happy. Can I kiss him now?
Of course.
It's enough.
Good luck with your life.
Thanks to Millie, ich could now see clearly, despite having an eye full of spunken. Charity was a great way to become famous. Also, Bruno just needed to find the hottest world tragedy to fix.
I want a charity that doesn't involve too much effort, but it's going to really make a difference. You know, really put me into the A-list.
Is there something that you believe in?
Well, I'm really into issues.
Yeah. Global warming is only getting worse.
So,
right.
Now I think that would be, that's something to get involved now so we can just help ease the, like after us, in order to help for a future, in order for everyone. And it's just a beneficial thing to be involved with now.
I'm really into doing something maybe for Africa.
Okay.
Is that still cool or?
Saving some kind of extinct animal. What's going extinct right now?
And then make like bracelets. Make,
oh, wait, that's so bad. Never mind. I was going to say make bracelets out of it.
Make bracelets out of the extinct animal.
And that's not going to really work then. Cause no, you can't take from the extinct animal.
What's the coolest type of charity to get into at the moment?
Same with Save Dafar.
Save what?
Save Dafar.
Oh, Save Dafar.
Angelina Jolie.
Is that in like Iraq or something like that?
Yeah, that's in the, it's in, yeah.
Yeah. Is there anywhere in the world that no celebrity has tried to fix? Dafar is the big one now.
Yeah, no, it is.
What's the new one? What's Dafar 5?
Yeah.
Ich was going to become famous by solving a world problem. But which one? Clooney's got Darfur, Sting's got the Amazon, and Bono's got AIDS. Luckily, there was still one shithole left to fix. The Middle Earth. My plan was to get both sides to sign a peace deal in front of the world's press, making Bruno uber famous.
Hi, I love your hat. It's great.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, great. Is that Mark Jacobs?
Look! Look! Stop the car! Look!
Why are you so anti-Hamas? I mean, isn't pita bread the real enemy?
You're confusing Hamas with hummus, I believe.
Hummus
do,
has
do
nothing
you think
to do
there
with
is
Hamas?
A relation between Hamas and hummus?
So was the founder of Hamas a chef? He had created the food and then got lots of followers?
Hummus has nothing to do with Hamas. It's a food, okay? We eat it, they eat it.
It's vegetarian, it's healthy, sure. It's beans. Well, do you both agree on that?
Hmm?
We both agree that hummus is very healthy. So we're making progress. Let's try and get a solution, right? Because I'm not going to be here forever. Will you, the Palestinians, agree to give the pyramids back to the Israelis?
This is in Egypt, not in Palestine.
I don't care where you put them. Give them back.
This is about gaining something for your own people, whether you believe it, whether you were convinced to do that, but in any
all right,
case...
All right, okay, take it easy, girlfriend.
Right. Civil rights.
If I did not get these queens to sign a peace deal soon, I would not become famous. So I decided to think outside the Geschwindigkeitsbegrenzung.
I've written a song that I think is going to help us make peace. In fact, I know it will. I've written a song that I hope is gonna bring you two together. It's time for this war to end. Jews and Hindus, you be friends. This is the Middle East. Creating love is my mission. Don't kill each other, shoot a Christian. Ich bin Bruno Dafar, peace. Ich bin Bruno Dafar, peace. Ich bin Bruno Dafar, peace. Yeah, a bit more than that.
It was out of options. My song hadn't worked, and I didn't have enough ecstasy for everyone. It was ready to give up, when I suddenly remembered something that the Yoda had said.
In the last few years, people were kidnapped, and then they would broadcast it to the whole world.
To the whole world?
Yeah.
So what, the whole world gets to see this hostage video?
Of course.
Ich would become famous by getting kidnapped.
I am going to say something that is going to get you so angry that if you've got a gun on you, you're going to pull it out and shoot me in the head. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your hair is sun damaged. I'll be honest with you, I want to be famous. And I want the best guys in the business to kidnap me. Al-Qaeda, Assault 2001.
I don't like.
Can I give you guys a word of advice? Lose the beards. Because your King Osama looks like a kind of dirty wizard or a homeless Santa.
شو بالضبط الحكاية الحينة؟
ويقول ملك أسامة بيشبه ساحر وسخ أو باب نويل المشرق.
كمان مرة تعطينا إياه شو بالضبط لك؟
Get up! Get up now!
Ish was encouraged to leave the Middle East. But Bruno had a new plan. It involved stopping off in Africa on the way home for a little bit of shopping.
Hallo, nehmen Sie das? Lutz, nehmen Sie. Lutz, hau euch. Also, hau euch.
Ja?
Also, Madonna hat eins, Frangelina hat eins. Und jetzt Bruno hat eins.
Das ist 14 Pfund von schwarzer Gold.
Ja, sicher.
Sie müssen telefonieren zum Alle der Magazine. Wir machen eine ausgezeichnete Fotoshoot. Alle sind Erinnern aus das.
Sicher?
Ja, sicher.
Mein little afrikanischer Freund was going to get me on the cover of every magazine. Also, ich hired a top photographer und held a casting for the hottest baby photoshoot ever.
We're gonna do like this religious theme where my baby is gonna be on a crucifix playing Jesus, even though my baby's black. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool. It's yeah, it's like that Madonna video.
Yeah, it's really edgy. You know, yeah. We're turning it on its head. Why not? Come on. Whatever. So, we're looking for two thieves to be on the crucifixes next to my baby. Would you be ready for your baby to be strung up on a crucifix next to a vine?
Fine. Yeah, I don't mind her being up on a crucifix.
Sure. Is your baby comfortable with bees, wasps, and hornets?
George is comfortable with everything, so he's fine.
Is he comfortable with dead or dying animals?
Yes.
Great. Amateur science.
What do you mean by that?
You know, some untrained people conducting scientific experiments.
Oh, to be fine.
You know, her mixing the parts of the acid and that.
Oh, okay.
So that's a yes.
Yes.
Great. Is she okay with extremely rapid acceleration?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Does she always have to be in a car seat, or can she just, like, freestyle it?
Oh, yeah, you can freestyle it, put her in a car seat, whatever.
If it looks better without the car seat.
Of course, of course.
So what? You're traveling fast, you're not going to kill it.
Of course, of course.
Is your baby fine with antiquated heavy machinery?
Yeah, she's fine, she's been around that.
Would she be fine to operate some?
Yes.
Great. Is your baby fine with lit phosphorus?
Yes.
Excellent. Does he like it?
Loves it.
Oh, God. A little sensitive subject here. How much does she weigh?
She's about 30 pounds.
30 pounds?
Yes. Approximately.
Can Olivia lose 10 pounds in the next week?
In the next week, 7 days? Yeah, I'd have to do whatever I could.
If there's a problem losing the weight, would you be ready to have Olivia undergo liposuction?
If that was a last resort and she didn't lose the few pounds, then yeah, we'd have to do that.
Great, fantastic news. We have chosen your baby to be dressed as a Nazi officer pushing a wheelbarrow with another baby as a Jew in it into an oven.
Into an oven.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Great, if she got the job, that's yeah. That's great.
Schlaf, Kinder, schlaf.
Dein Vater hütet dich ab, da fällt er heut ein Bäumelein, schlaf, Kindlein, schlaf.
Herr Bruno! Herr Bruno, ich habe dich eine Talkshow besorgt.
Super geil. Audrey, you're going to be on television. Lutz,
ja?
Du hast mich nicht total gesorgt.
Oh, danke schön, danke schön.
Welcome back to Today with Richard Bay. Now our next guest is a single parent. Please welcome Bruno. Where are you from?
I'm from Austria.
Austria. And what are your impressions of the American people? You see a lot of them out here.
I gotta say, I love American people and I love African-American people. It's the best. Guys, it's the best.
All right, now, you are a single parent.
Yeah.
Most people think that a child should have two parents.
It is, like, really difficult, you know, bringing up a child without another parent. Am I right? I'm hoping that I don't grow old alone. Am I right? I'm hoping that I find Mr. Right. Am I right?
Sugar, you lost and confused.
All right, no. Listen, you're just jealous because you know I can get any guy here.
You brought your son here today?
That's right.
Can we see your son?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is...
Baby from Australia.
I was in the Middle East, like solving the crisis there, no big deal whatsoever. And I flew back here to America and I stopped over in this country called Africa, right?
Africa is a continent, not a country, baby. Get it right.
Well, it is full of African Americans.
It's full of African. It's full of people of African
descent.
No, that's
a racist thing to call them. African Americans is a right.
African Americans are here.
No, they're called African Americans, girlfriend.
No, fool.
All right, so how did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him? What? Swapped the baby for what?
For an iPod.
What?
Not just any iPod once, it was like limited edition, red. A U2 iPod heard of it?
All right, but wait a second. You are the baby's father now, and you chose to dress that baby up in a T-shirt that says what?
Gaby.
That's not the baby's name, is it?
No, I gave him like a traditional African name.
So what's the baby's name?
OJ.
Stand up, please.
I think you're using him as an accessory. I think maybe because he's a black baby, that might be your cue, like how some people walk in the park with dogs to pick up girls. That might be your cue to get maybe a down low brother. I don't know. What do you think?
I gotta be honest, he's a real dick magnet.
You brought some photographs that you took with the child because, I guess, to demonstrate how much you love the child. We're gonna put them up on the screen.
Okay.
That's the first shot. Let's see the next picture. All right. Do we have another photo, or is that the last one? There we go. What is going on here?
If I'm having fun, I want, you know, little OJ to come with me. I want him to have fun with me.
Hold on. What's that?
Oh,
what
someone's
is that?
Scared.
They're making
oh,
the
they're
audience
scared
please.
Of the truth.
Yes, ma'am. Stand up, please. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't see how you can even walk out of here with that baby in your hands without someone stopping you and taking that baby out of your possession.
All right. Well, you know, there is a finale to this talk show. Please welcome Shatanya Miggins from the State Child Services Department. What would be the opinion of the legal opinion of the state, which is empowered to look after, you know, children and their welfare?
This child is here illegally.
No, it's not. I made a deal with the mother.
And at this time, we're taking the child into protective custody.
You're not doing that. You're not taking the child into protective
custody.
That is my baby.
Give me that! Give me my baby back! Give me my baby! Give me my... Come on. Get up! Give me my baby! Archie! Give me my baby! Give me my baby! Archie! Archie!
You want some pie today?
Yeah. I haven't had any carbs for 15 years, right. Since I was, you know, 4 years old.
Since you was four?
Yeah.
Is that your boy? He's pretty.
That was my boy who got taken away today.
I'm so sorry, gosh. Was he about two?
I think he was about, I don't know, six or...
Oh, was
I don't
he?
Know.
Was he about
I don't know, he could have been a midget, so he could have been 10.
So viel, als wäre es sich zu leben lohnt.
Ich bin so weit, dass es kann nicht gehen.
Lutz, Sie sind so stark und bequem wie ein Mexikaner.
Ah, du bist so leicht, Herr Bruno. Wie eine Feder.
Ich bin ein Schwein. Du weißt, dass ich nur gemein zu dir bin, weil ich dich mag.
Herr Bruno, Ihr Haar wischt es dicht mir in den Rücken.
Das ist nicht meine Haarbürste.
Good morning, Cowboy. What's your name?
Luke.
Ah! Nein, 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 nein! Nein! Wo ist die Schlossel, Lutz? Nehmen Sie die Rufen an.
Ah, no, get out of my face. No, move that out of my... Ah, no, Lutz.
Hello.
Lutz, ah.
It's Larry.
Hello, I apologize for the state of the room, but can I assure you the toilet is absolutely spotless? Can you look? The key, I think, is over there. Just
yeah, no, I can't do this. Yeah, Brian, I need you up here on 20 immediately. No, no, it's two guys handcuffed together on a bed, and there's some contraption with a dildo on the end of it, and they're asking, they've been staying at the hotel for a while and want to know if I can get the key for them because they can't get out of bed. I'm pretty freaking flipping right now.
Come in. Can you tell me what's going on? You are not meant to see this. You find the key, I can get out of this. Now, can you just look under that
sheet? No, this is not what was supposed to be going on in here.
You're telling me, honey, I should be chained to a 6'4 Norwegian with a PhD in sucking dick.
That's not my concern.
Okay, well listen, one other thing. Can you switch off the television? Because
no.
I made a fuss and I'm on the verge of buying Mr. Margorium's Wunderbar Emporium.
That's unfortunate.
No, but I refuse to pay for Mr. Margorium's Wunderbar Emporium. I did not press it.
No, I'm afraid we're not going to be doing that.
Hey, listen, you. What's your name? Hi. What's your name?
No, don't even talk
hey,
to me.
You're cute.
You're like a Latino Paul Giamatti.
Hey, don't talk
hey, to me. Hey, girlfriend.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, look, right, maybe they can let us out.
Excuse me, can you unlock her? Please.
Hello, can you unlock her? Please, can you unlock her? Please. My assistant's about to shit on my boat.
going on here?
What does it look like, Paul Blart?
Una. Oh, das war der beste Tag in meinem Leben. Es war toll, es war super, fantastisch. Seitdem ich dich treffen habe.
Bist du verrückt, Lutz? Letzte Nacht hatte ich die Kabel Brille an. Ich weiß nicht, was ich habe zu tun. Ich war über meine Titten betrunken von der Raging Cajun Potato Skins. Ich bin Bruno. Ich hatte keine zweiten Mauerblümchen-Assistenten.
Bruno, niemand liebt dich, wie ich es tue. Und ich weiß, du liebst mich auch. Bitte nimm mich. Oder steh über allein.
Nein.
Wo gehen Sie, Lutz? Wenn du gehst, bezahle ich dir keine Pfennig.
Wir können nicht. Du bist pleite.
Ich trage sie nicht, Lutz. Ich kann alleine überleben. Ich bin Bruno.
Ich was at a low point. Bruno had hit rock arse. Lutz had gone, and ich had only 9 friends left on mein space.
Lutz! Lutz!
I was about to give up on my dream of celebrity. Then suddenly it hit me. All the most famous stars in the world, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Kevin Spacey, they all had one thing in common. They were all straight. To become famous, I would have to quit guys. I just needed to find a Cockaholics Anonymous.
Things have got to change.
Mm-hmm.
I want to become straight.
Also.
Once I'm straight, can I still play the clarinet?
If it doesn't remind you about some of the behavior that you engaged in when you put your lips around it, if it doesn't remind you of that, then I say go for it and play the clarinet with everything inside of you. If it does remind you of that, then I say put it down, give it away, let a friend hold it. Until you know in your mind you're ready to pick it up again, and it wouldn't remind you of that.
And what about if I put a flute up my stinker?
That I wouldn't do that either, because it would remind you of the former lifestyle.
So you don't put any woodwind instruments up your Auschwitz?
Absolutely not. You know why?
Why?
Because that would harm my body. That would hurt.
Only if you lose the reed.
Okay. Well, that would be bad.
Is there any music that I shouldn't listen to? Any bands?
You know, Sinead O'Connor, the Indigo Girls, of course, the Village People.
Then I become straight, you know, okay. Kundmeister.
Okay.
Are there any new hobbies that I should take up?
Do you enjoy hiking? Lifting weights?
Sure.
Man, there's nothing like just working out and lifting weights and building your muscles around some other men who are not gay.
I'm totally irresistible to gay guys. They see me and they want to stoop me.
Right.
So how do I protect against those guys?
If they get close to you, hit them and leave the situation.
How do you spot the homosexual?
Very hard to do, because some of them don't even dress no different than myself or you.
My son.
You know, it's kind of like terrorists. If a terrorist is infiltrated a police department and he dresses like the policeman, how would you know that's him?
For the obvious things that we can look for.
Obvious is a person that's being extremely nice to them to start with.
So if someone approaches you in the street and is being very, very nice to you, you know that they are a homosexual?
Most likely.
How should I protect myself from being attacked by homosexuals?
They probably would attack from behind.
So, again, if I'm a homosexual and I'm just trying to run in and kiss you...
Boom! You done moved in the wrong range.
Right. Let's say the homosexual has got you on the ground.
Okay.
And the homosexual, you know, has got you down here. I go to pull this down.
I want to lock this. Lock this leg here.
Yeah.
Hit with the elbow. Boom! As I roll across.
How do you protect yourself from a dildo? So let's say I'm trying...
Here. You know. Just like that. You know?
And disarm the dildo?
Yes.
Is it harder to defend against a black dildo?
No.
Great.
One is just as easy as the other to defend against.
So I'm attacking.
Boom. Like that.
Let's say I go down and I...
Trap it. Work the knees. Work the elbows.
How do you defend yourself against a man with two dildos?
He coming in. Here. Boom. Depending on his range. Boom. Then to his face. Boom. Okay. Kick around, boom. He can't do nothing from there.
And if he's just running with his pants down?
Here, boom, and then to the eyes.
Homosexual attacking, leg here, one.
And then come in, break his arm, take here, take him out, you know. Break his arms, boom, break his ribs, break his arms.
Okay, thank you very much, Danny. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's very useful.
That's just totally different than what I've ever tried to, you know, worked with.
So you were never gay? Hmm. It's ironic that you should have amazing blowjob lips.
Hmm. Well, these lips were made to praise Jesus.
No, they were made for something else, but you're just not using it for them.
Well.
Are there any activities you suggest where I'll be surrounded just by straight guys?
Get in here.
What?
Make this bed. Hurry up. Make the bed.
But do you have something, maybe a double...
Make the bed!
Could you hold the sheet over there?
I'm not holding anything. Get down. Get down.
What?
I said get down. Do push-ups. This line right here is a line that you don't cross. This is TAC alley. TAC
okay.
Officers, you're in it again. This is my alley.
I don't want to be in your alley.
Yeah, well, get out of it. Your finger's in my alley.
Not yet.
By the way, where's your uniform? Go get your uniform on. Do it! Oh, my gosh. What's up with the scarf?
That is like it's my own thing.
Let me introduce you to somebody. Captain Miles!
Candidate, what are you doing? Stand at the position of attention, candidate.
Do it!
Wow. Head and eyes straight forward, candidate.
Do it!
Head and eyes straight forward. Stand still,
do
candidate.
It.
That is not part of the uniform, candidate. You need to take that off.
This outfit is too matchy-matchy as it is. And so I was just trying to break it up with some simple horizontal lines.
Do you have an attitude, candidate? Do we detect an attitude?
Stop. Everything
do we
detect do.
An attitude.
She's got an attitude.
What?
Sir,
what?
Officer candidate, did you just call
you
me
just
she?
Called get down, candidate.
Do it!
Now! What type belt is that, candidate? What is that?
D&G.
What is D&G?
Dolce & Gabbana, hello?
Hello?
From
what
the rest of the
town, you?
Sir, Officer Candidate, you deserve a medal for exceptional skin.
No, what are you talking? What are you trying to say, candidate?
Sir, Officer Candidate, you could be a general in the bitch army, is where you're going.
Did you
use profanity?
Did you use profanity?
But
I will not use profanity while I'm at OCS.
Yes, mein Führer. Yes, Officer Candidate.
Hurry up!
Hurry up!
Oh, yeah, that's
your boss. You better hit your butt. Get on my track, Alex! Get on my track, Alex!
Hurry up!
Move on there!
Hurry up! Salute!
Salute with your right hand.
Salute with your right hand.
That's not a salute.
That's not a salute. That's not a salute.
Can I tell you about the person that changed my life?
Falsett Karl Lagerfeld.
No, his name is Jesus. Jesus is in this room right now. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's here.
Amazing.
And that's exactly right. He's amazing. You want to be famous? You'll be one that's so famous Bruno, you will prepare the way for other young men all over the world who want to come out of the homosexual lifestyle and make a change in their lives. And they'll say, if Bruno can do it, then I can do it. How did he change? How did you change, Bruno? And they'll say, it's Jesus. He changed me. But he wants to come into your heart right now. Are you ready to make that change?
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good, because I just... That was, like, really hot, that whole speech.
Are there any outdoor activities that I should do if I want to become straight?
Absolutely.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Mike.
Bruno.
Bruno.
Hey, great.
Donnie.
Bruno.
Robert.
You ever been hunting?
I've never killed an animal, although I did once suffocate a hamster in Mykonos. The women, eh? Do you prefer the vagina or the mammary glands?
I prefer the vagina.
Me too. I love a woman with a vagina.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Didn't say anything.
We were just talking about vaginas.
About what?
Vaginas, the woman's vagina.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Sharing stories and saying how much we enjoy them.
Oh, yes.
Really? Fantastic.
Hmm.
Really wonderful things. It's my favorite.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is what led to that.
Look at the four of us. We are so like the Sex and the City girls.
Oh, no, we aren't either.
Which one are you, Donnie?
I ain't either one of them. I'm Donnie.
That is such a Samantha thing to say. I've never been out of the city before.
You haven't? How's it feel?
I feel a bit vulnerable. You know, I'm 19 years old. I've got a perfect body. You know, I really don't want to wake up tomorrow morning and find that I'm torn in my Aschenhalle.
You probably ain't the only one.
Me either, definitely.
Wow, there's so many stars in the sky.
Full of them.
Makes you think of all the hot guys in the world. Do we all share one tent, or what's more sensible?
I hope not. Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's me, Bruno. Look, I'm pretty certain that Donnie's a homosexual.
What?
I think we'll both be safer if I sleep with you in your tent tonight.
I don't give a goddamn. Get in your fucking tent. Leave me alone.
Okay, good night. Sweet dreams.
Just his bed, all my clothes.
God damn it.
He devoured everything apart from Caesar with condoms.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, Mike, just let me know if you can't do that.
Alright, god damn it.
Reverend BJ found me too much of a handful and put me in touch with one of his chums.
You look decent in that. Look like a straight guy, how's that? Women are good for us. They're good even though they appear to us to be terribly conventional. And we find that somewhat, irritating that they complain so much.
Right.
But we need that. We need many of the things that at first glance are annoying and irritating. And women often don't stick to the point. They're often talking about one thing and then another and then another, and they never get back to the first point, maybe ever.
I am repulsed by the idea of making the sex with a woman.
The important thing is to be around women somewhat that you find tolerable or interesting, and give them a chance to seduce you.
How did you get into it?
We actually, our first time was on our
honeymoon.
Yeah.
Of all nights for us to swing, with the first time was for our honeymoon.
And what is your favorite position?
That'd be missionary or reverse cowgirl.
What's reverse cowgirl?
Like,
show me. I'll pretend to be the woman.
Like I'm sitting here. And
yeah, and so if I'm the woman, don't worry.
You'd be sitting like that, and right. That's called reverse cowgirl.
Right.
And then when you're facing me, that's called cowgirl.
Is this one here is cowgirl or reverse cowgirl?
This is cowgirl. And then when you're turned the opposite way, it's reverse cowgirl.
And what other positions are there?
Power driver.
Right.
69. But this is the girl's position. You don't want to be like this if you're a guy. There's missionary, doggy style.
So what's doggy style like?
You'd be bent over like a dog does it.
Yeah, like that?
Uh-huh.
Right. And then what would you be doing?
If you was a woman, I would be humping
you.
Me. I'm not going to show
no,
you.
No,
you're a man.
No, show me fanny. Come on. What's the big fan? Just a couple of guys.
I'd be humping you like that.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to do this to a woman. Anybody want a sandwich or something?
Great.
Very good. You've got great hair, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Oh, yeah.
Good boy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Come on, Jack, look in my eyes. Look me in the eye, you can do this.
Dude.
Why would he look you in the eyes when he's looking at a pussy? Why would he look you in
no,
the
no,
eyes?
No, no, just for concentration.
He does not look at a guy.
Okay. This is a fucking swingers party. Okay, so if you don't want pussy, if you don't want fucking...
No, I've found...
Then quit fucking touching me and quit looking at me.
No, but I've...
Tell me to look at you now, okay? I didn't come here for no fucking queer shit, okay?
Me neither.
Okay, let's keep it at that then.
Cool.
This is a fucking swingers party, right, guys?
I see what the fuck you're doing, dude.
Hi.
I'm not trying to pull queer shit on you.
I hate you.
I don't need this motherfucker touching me on the back, telling me fucking...
I was just going to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. This
yeah, it's well, answer. Let's maybe we get to know each other a little. I think you broke that, actually.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that is, let's get to know each other a little bit first.
Know each other?
What? You must produce a lot of milk. I don't want you to do something that you regret. You wake up tomorrow, you've lost your virginity, and you feel ashamed. You know, let's take this a little slower. We should reschedule.
Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down.
Wow!
Don't fuck around!
Let's do this the right way. Go and I sit down with your father. We talk about this. If he gives his permission.
Would you quit being a little bitch here and taking
no.
the briefs off before I fucking rip him?
Great. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Thanks.
Okay, great.
I don't like this little shit.
Yes, well, I want to really make this heterosexual sex. It's going to be fantastic.
Do as I say.
Ah!
Take that fucking shit off now.
Woo! Oh, don't... Ah, you fold that.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to fold that neatly. You don't treat suede like that. It's thin.
Sit the fuck down. Take it off!
I've got an idea. Let's play a little bit of dress up, yeah? It would be erotic.
What is this? You're going to dress me like a man?
No, it's just a beard.
Is
Am I supposed to wear a beard?
Come on, it would be fun.
I don't need a beard. No, take it off. No.
Once you put it... Ow! That's it hurts.
Fuck.
Okay.
Take it off.
Okay, I'm going... Okay, I'm going
right
to do
now.
This.
Get on your fucking knees and suck my spike here, bitch.
Oh, they go... Ah! Ah! Okay. Ah! Ow! Ah!
Don't fuck around.
Don't call me gay! I'm gonna become straight! I'm gonna become uber straight! I'm gonna be the straightest man who's ever lived! And then I'll be famous! You'll see! You'll see!
Of the brand new TV show, Straight Dave's Man Slamming Max Out. Give it up for Straight Dave! Straight Dave! Straight Dave!
Are you ready for some man-slamming action?
Yeah!
Who's ready for an old-fashioned hetero-fest? Are you 100% hetero like me? Yeah! Who out there is proud to be straight? Let me hear you say straight pride! That when I bought my house, the first thing I did was brick up the back door. You know why? Because my asshole's just for shitting. Let me hear you say that.
Just for shitting.
It's great to have an evening with straight people. It's great not to have any fags here.
You're a faggot!
Who called me a faggot? Whoever called me a faggot, come up here and I'll beat your ass. Who called Straight Dave a faggot? Come up here. Let him in. Who wants to see me beat this fag's ass?
Come on, come on.
The footage went everywhere, and Bruno became uber-famous! As for Lutz, we decided to get married in California. But because of the law, we had to be a bit inventive.
I feel this is the biggest step you'll ever make in your lifetime. Mm. It's a very big moment.
That's right.
Am I going to be able to meet her before we actually start?
Shocked.
I don't marry two men or two women.
If she's a man, then how did it give birth to our son?
You gave birth to a little black child?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you have the baby? I don't even know why I'm asking that question.
But even though marriage was anishnished, we weren't gonna let it get us down. We were happy. We had each other, and we had OJ back. Although he did cost us a MacBook Pro. Plus, ich was now so famous that I was able to record my very own charity video.
I've written a song that I hope is gonna bring us all together. Put down your guns and bombs and just make love forever.
Okay, then.
He's come to heal the world and make all nations calmer. I am the Austrian Jesus.
He is the white Obama. He's the white Obama.
What is based on hate and fear? The fighting North and South Korea.
You're both basically Chinese.
And he's Bruno Dabafi.
Hey, yo, Bruno, where the bitch is at?
You are Bruno Dabafi.
You know, I love black guys, I'm a chocoholic.
Bruno wants peace. Either we gonna have peace, or we gonna have motherfucking war.
I have a dream for the third world. Clean water, food, and teaching.
In every village and every town, a place for anal bleaching.
We need to rid the world of hunger.
I'm like Bono, except much younger.
He's only lied to me.
Ich bin Bruno Dabafi.
Hey, hey, he gay, he gay. Okay.
Yeah.